Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Pei Zayin. We're actually going to begin on Pei Vav Omid Beis by the new Mishnah. We had done two Dafim yesterday, and we're really still on Pei Vav Omid Beis by the Mishnah. We're learning today the Lili Nishmas Harry Cantor and also Eva Ruder, Bela Bas Uri. All the shots we learned from, we should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we begin the Mishnah, Pei Vav Omid Beis. Nadra Ishto, if a man's wife made a neder, however, he didn't realize it was his wife. He thought it was his daughter. V'sover shenadra bito, and then he's going to be mefer the neder, but he thought it was his daughter and not his wife. Well, vice versa. Nadra bito, his daughter was the one that made the neder. V'sover shenadra ishto, and he thought it was his wife that made the neder. Or another error. Nadra binazir, his wife made a neder that she was going to be in a zira, but the man thought, the husband thought, v'sovah shenadra b'karban. He thought that she had asked something upon herself, that it should be like a carbon, or vice versa. She was nadra b'karban. She said something should be to her like a carbon, should be asked to her like a carbon, but he had thought that she had made herself into an azira. V'sovah shenadra b'nazir. He had thought that she was saying that she was an azira. One more mistake. Nadra mi te'enim. His wife made an ed that she wouldn't have te'enim. They should be to her like a carbon. V'sovah shenadra b'anavim. He thought that she had said that she was not going to have anovim, not te'enim. Te'enim are figs, anovim are grapes, or vice versa. Nadra minho anovim, she made a neder not to eat anovim, and he instead thought, v'sovah shenadra min te'enim. In all of these situations, he mixed up who or what was actually being said, but he was made for what he thought, but he wasn't made for the right thing. So the Mishnah says, in all of these six scenarios that we just had, man thinks it was his wife or his daughter, vice versa, the man thought that his wife had made a neder about either being a nazir, about something being also to like a carbon, or he thought that she had made a neder about either grapes or figs, and it really was the other one. In all of these situations, it was a toz, his hafara was a toz, and therefore his hafara is no good. Harei ze yachzor v'yofer. He has to go back again and be made for it. Now, it may have found out about this only a couple of days later, so the Yom Shom'o is not considered the day that he first heard about it because he heard about it incorrectly. So that's the equivalent of not hearing about it. It's only when he finds about the correct neder, that's now called B'Yom Shom'o, and he has the right still to be made for it on that day. Again, the Ran tells us that in all of these situations, since it was a mistake, in each of these situations, his hafara is not considered a valid hafara, but he has the right still to be made for it on the new day that he finds out. That's called the Yom Shomo. So in a nutshell, that's our Mishnah. The Rosh just adds, in Dibra Masko, Hareza Yachzor of the author, and he says, the Hafara betos lo havia Hafara, it won't work because it was a mistake, until Achiechavin lo hofer the Isha Shinodra, with the correct woman, whether his wife or his daughter, with the correct woman, he has to have in mind, and also v'gam yeda man nadra, and it also has to be, he has to know exactly what the neder was. And the Rosh and the Ram tell us, the Gemara will explain what this reasoning is, but Tosus over here does bring down, in Dibar Maskel, Harei Zayaz of Yofer, and he says, Dirsiv Yoni Osa, a person has to be made for it, meaning to the right person and to the right neder, v'lo hafara betos, and not making a mistake in his hafara. And that's, we jump right into the Gemara. The Gemara says, you see clearly from our Mishnah, Lebeimra, our Mishnah is teaching us, diyani osa dafkahu. Our Mishnah is teaching us that the words in the Pasuk, yani osa, the man has the right to go and be made for his wife's nadarm, it has to be osa. It has to be specifically for her, and specifically for the neder that she made. The more questions this as we turn to Pezayin Omid Aleph. Wait a second, the word says, V'hogabe kuroim, in regards to tearing. When Rahmanul Islan, a person loses one of the seven relatives, the Zayin Krovim, that a person has to go and rip Kriya for, or other people that a person might rip Kriya for, his Rebbe Mufak, the Gadol HaDor, etc. So if a person has to rip Kriya, it tells us in the following Braisa, in regards to ripping Kriya Nebuch for the loss of a person, the Pasuk says, Dirsiv al. Now, the Ran is not goris this because immediately we're going to say what the Pasuk is. It's a little bit strange. Again, one could say the similar terrors that we've said throughout, that Lashon Nedarim are Mishuna, that the language in Mesechtas Nedarim is different than other Mesechtas. So here, we first say what the Psukim diuk is al, and then we quote the pasuk afterwards. The Ran just deletes the words zuchsiv al. In any event, everybody agrees that it's talking about the following pasuk. The pasuk tells us from Shmuel Beis, by Yekonen David es hakina, David sang this dirge, he lamented the death, the tragic death of both Shaul and his son, Yonah's son. So by Yekonen David es hakina hazos, al Shaul, the al Yehonah's son, beno. So David lamented the death of Shaul and Shaul's son, Yonah's son. Now, that's the first brisa. One might assume from here that this is exactly like Yoni Osa, that just like we had said in our Mishnah, hafaras nedarim has to be specific for the person and specific for the neder, so too, the ripping of kriya has to be that you're ripping it for a specific person, that David ripped kriya al Shaul and al Yehonah's son beno. But yet, we have another brisa of Itanya that tells us that, in fact, if you ripped over the wrong person, your kriya is still good. The brisa says, Amulo me sabi, rachmanu l'san, if they tell somebody that his father died and he ripped kriya upon hearing the news. Again, when you rip kriya is different than hagim. There are those that say, when you find out the news, that's when you rip kriya. That's the shas chimum. That's the most emotional time. Others say, no, you rip kriya right before the actual hespedim and the levaya. That's the custom in many places that as they start the levaya, right, as the family walks in, they rip kriya right there, right before they start their spathim. And there are others that rip it actually at the time of the burial. Each minhag is perfectly valid, but the idea is that you have to rip kriya knowledgeably over the person that you're expected to rip kriya for. But the brisa says, no, v'tanya, amru lo meis aviv, if they tell the person, rachmanu l'san, his father passed away, v'kori, and he ripped kriya, but then it turned out, v'achachach, it wasn't the father, it was the son, rachmanu l'tzlan. V'achachach nimso b'no, so yotso yidei kriya. This brisa says, you in fact did fulfill your obligation to go and rip kriya, and therefore, this seems to go against the yoni osa. That said, it had to be specific, the husband had to know specifically whether it was his wife or his daughter, who was made for the neder, and he had to know specifically what the neder was. So too, al, it should have been that you have to know that it was Rachman's son, the father, that passed away, and that you ripped kriya for the father, and not that it was the son. But the brisa of Itanya says, no, yotza yidei kriya. So we seem to have a stira. Our Mishnah says, yoni osa is specific, and yet this brisa says, al is not specific. So Gemara says, lo kasha, amri lo kasha. Gemara says, that we'll give two terutzim. The first terutz is, habistam, habimafarish. It all depends. If you specify the person, as the Ran tells us, in Dibra Masa, lo kasha, habistam, habimafarish. Ha de tanya, that which we said, amri lo meis in the braisa, the person's father passed away, amri lo meis abi vikara, yotza, and even though it was the son, you yotze, because la dafka, that's not talking about bisha amri lo befarish, meis abi. They didn't say in that situation that your father passed away. They just said, Ella, Bisharmelo, they said, now we have the gears of Befeirish. If you look in Osa Zayin, in the Hagos Hatsudim, the word should be Stam. So they didn't tell him, Ella, Bisharmelo, just Stam. Somebody in your family died. Stam Mace. He made the mistake, the sover of it. He himself thought it was his father, but they didn't tell him that it was his father. And then it turns out, Finimsa Beno. In that situation, Ubeha Yotzi De Kriya, because he wasn't told it was the father. He mistakenly thought it was the father. So when he ripped kriya, he wasn't told it was the father, and therefore his kriya is yotze for the son, Nebuch. However, Abba Mefarish, if they tell him, Sha'amu lo, and here we have the word, the Gosu Tziyunim, it's Beferish. They told him Beferish, Mace Aviv, that your father died. So they gave him the wrong information, and then he ripped on that understanding. V'kor al-das Cain, he ripped thinking it was his father, because that's what they told him. In that situation, lo yotza, the al dafka. We do in fact say, yoni osa is dafka, and al is dafka, but it has to be that they told you, bidafka. So therefore, v'chi ketani amru lo meis aviv, lav dafka. So in our case, in this brisa, where they told him, amru lo meis aviv, they didn't tell him that your father died, what they actually said was, amru lo meis, and he mistakenly thought it was his father. And that's what the Gemara says. But Tanya, we have a brisa to support this, and as the Ram points out, this is benichusa. This is one of those Vatanyas that's brought as a proof, and not as an argument against what you just said. So Vatanya, benachas, benichusa, this is telling us, yeah, I'll show you that this interpretation that we just explained inside in the Ran for our Gemara is correct, because this brisa tells us Armelomes Aviv, if they told him that his father died, the Kara, and then he ripped Kriya of Achachach Limsabno, it turns out that it wasn't his father, it was his son Nebuch. Lo Yotze de Kriya. It says here that you're not Yotze because they told him the Feirish. But Armelo Mace, Lo Mace, if they told him Nebuch, someone in your family died, and he thought, Ukir Sover, he mistakenly thought Avivu, it was his father, and he ripped Kriya. But it turns out Nebuch, it was his son, Yachikach Nimtza Beno, so in this situation, Yotzo Yidei Kriya. So we see over here that this teretz that the Gemara gives us, Habistam, Habim Mefarish, is supported by this Braisa, which says it Beferish, and therefore, Yoni Osa in our Mishnah is a Hafara Betos, because it has to be Osa, specific to the person and specific to the Nether, and it's not contradicted by this Braisa that said, Al Shol Val Yonis Beno is Lav Davka. No, this Braisa is only that you can be Yotze Yidei Kriya, if you didn't know, is if they didn't tell you, and you made the mistake. But if they told you Betheirish, so then your Neo saw the similar idea, Al would apply, that it must be over the specific person. That's reconciliation number one. Rav Ashi Omar, now the Ram points out, Rav Ashi, in Dibra Maskel, Rav Ashi says, Lo also lifluge ahai dino de bistam. He's not necessarily arguing with the first teretz that we gave, because he agrees also, the Yotze de Kriya, he also agrees that Bestam, you would be Yotze with your Kriya. So he's not arguing that, he's just giving a second teretz. And his teretz is as follows. Rav Ashi Omar, Kan Bitoch Kidei Dibur, Kan Li Acha Kidei Dibur. Tok Kidei Dibur is essentially a retraction within a second or two. The amount of time that it says, a person would say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori. It's a famous machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, Halocha Lamaisa, how long it has to be, either the words Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Again, a very short period of time. But within that period of time, called Toch Kidei Dibor, within, so to say, you're speaking, in that period of time, a retraction is valid. So, Rav Ashi tells us that the difference between the two, the Braisa that tells us that if you talk Kriya over the wrong person, nevertheless, Yotze Dei Kriya, that's talking about Toch Kidei Dibur. In other words, he initially thought it was the father. He says, oh, yeah, I'm ripping Kriya for my father. And he rips Kriya. And they say, no, it was his son. And within Toch Kidei Dibur, he knows that it was his son that he was ripping Kriya for. So then that ripping Kriya is good. That's why it's Yotze Dei Kriya. However, Kanli Achar Kidei Dibur, in our Mishnah, for example, where the husband was either revoking the wrong person's nether or the wrong nether, so he didn't find out about it, Toch Kidei Dibur. If he had found out about it, Toch Kidei Dibur, his original hafara would be good. So therefore, that's the difference between the two. And the Gemara continues, Hod de Karmis Yotze de Kriya, the Gemara explains now what I just said. That which we said, that you're Yotze with Kriya, the Braisa that we brought down, Yotze Yidei Kriya, turns out, Shenimtza Beno, Besoch Kidei Dibur. He ripped originally for his father, but Toch Kidei Dibur, that they told him was for the father, and he ripped, he finds out that it was the son, so therefore it's Yotze. And that which we said, Hodamis Lo Yotze De Kriya. In the second Braisa, we said, no, you're not Yotze, so that's La'achar Kidei Dibur. That's when he ripped, thinking it was his father, and then only a while later, well after Toch Kidei Dibur, he finds out that it was his son. In that situation, the original Kriya is no good, he has to rip Kriya again. And again, V'atanya, this is again, the Ran tells us, Bini Chusa, this is a supportive Braisa, not an argument on what we just said, V'atanya, Benachas, that yes, I'll show you the Braisa supports this directly. Because the Braisa says, Mishi Yesh L'chol B'soch Beis, or Rechmanol Sanz, person is a sick person in this house, then it's Aleph, and that person faints. This Aleph is a Loshem of, he passes out. He has a syncopal event. And what happens? Uchemidumeh, Shemes, and the person mistakenly thinks that Nebuch, this person, just died, and he rips Kriya. They're really in a rush to rip this Kriya. In the stomach, they're thinking that the person is very sick, and they just passed away, and they're in the Shas Chimam at the height of their emotions, and they rip Kriya. And then it turns out, Yachikach Meis. No, he really wasn't dead at that point in time. He had just had a fainting episode, and he did have a faint blood pressure, and he still had a faint pulse. And he subsequently dies. So in this situation, Lo Yotze Yidei Kriya, his original Kriya was on a live person, and therefore it doesn't count. But on this, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said in the name of Bar Kapara, again, I always point out, when it says Mishum, it means he didn't hear it directly. There were a number of intervening generations in between, or intervening people in between, so he's just saying it over the name of Bar Kapara. If I say something over the name of the Vilna Gaon, I didn't hear it directly from the Vilna Gaon. I heard it from my Rebbe, who heard it from his Rebbe, heard it from his Rebbe, etc., or I saw it in a Sefer. So that's what it means, Mishum Bar Kapara. And he said as follows, Lo Shanu, we only said that you're not Yotze in that situation when the person had fainted and they were still alive when you ripped Kriya, and only later on that they died. So he explains this and he says, Lo Shanu, that was only said, El Shemes, Li'achak Kidei Dibur. That's when the person who had fainted didn't die within Toch Kidei Dibur. He died an hour later. He died a way later. So in that situation, the original Kriya is no good. It was on a live person. However, Nebuch, the person fainted, and he had a very, 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 very weak pulse at that moment in time, and he ripped Kriya. And a second later, the person dies. So Avol Betoch Kidei Dibur, that's Kidibur Dami. So then that Kriya is considered on the dead person, even though he still had a second left of life. Again, very hard to imagine medically that actually being able to be distinguished, but in any event, in theory, if it was Toch Kidei Dibur, the Kriya would be good, even though it was done on a live person, since the person died within a second or two, the amount of time it takes to say, Shom Alecha Rebbe or Shom Alecha Rebbe Mori. But if it took longer than that, it was 10 seconds later, it was an hour later, so then the original Kriya was on a live person and wouldn't be good. This Brisa supports exactly the Teretz of Rav Ashi. How do we paskin? The Hilchos of the Gemara tells us, Tol Kidei Dibur Kidibur Dami. We in fact do paskin whatever your shear of Tol Kidei Dibur is. We do in fact paskin that is considered an action done during that period of time, or a statement done during that period of time can be considered all done at the same time. So Tol Kidei Dibur is considered the action as if it was done at that point in time within the Tol Kidei Dibur period of time. Three exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi Megadeh, if a person who is Rachmona Litzlan being Megadeh, if he blasphemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Rachmona Litzlan v'Ovid Avodah Zarah, Ovid Avodah Shkuchavim, if a person goes and worships Avodah Zarah, so even though he retracts his Gidov, he retracts his worshiping of the Avodah Zarah, or he's either Makadish or Megarish a woman, he's either marrying or divorcing a woman, so here the din of Toch Kidei Dibur doesn't apply. Why not? Why in these three scenarios do we say that even though you're retracting what you said, you're retracting your Gidduf, you're blaspheming of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rechman al-Islam, you're retracting the Tlach, the davening to the Avodah Zarah, the worshipping of the Avodah Zarah that you did, or you're retracting either the Kiddushin that you did with the woman or the Gerishin that you did with the woman, Toch Kidei Dibur doesn't work in all three of these situations. Why not? So the Ran explains, in Dibur HaMaskel V'Hilchasa, first of all, he just reiterates what I just said. So, in the middle of this Ran, he points out, Megadev is Hainu, She'im Gidev V'Chozu B'Tok Tidei Dibur Lo Hevi Chazara, that's not considered a good Chazara, and by the Avodas Kochavim, She'im Omar, the Avodas Kochavim Keliyata, he says, you are my God, and he retracts within Toch Tidei Dibur, that both of these situations, it's not considered a Chazara. And likewise, if he did a valid kiddushin on the woman, or he did a valid gerushin on the woman, and then he was chazer bo Toch Kidei Dibur lo motzi hador bay. That's not a good retraction. And the Ran says, now we're in the middle of the Ran, four lines into this v'hilchasa. So he says, lo yadana maishno hani u'minaluhu rabban hachi. Why are these four different, or these three cases? If you count kiddushin and gerushin as one, some of them count them as two. That the Giduf and Avodas Kochavim is one category, and Kiddushin and Gerushin is another category. So some actually list these as only two exceptions. But bottom line is, it's the exceptions that we just said. And the Ran says, nobody explained why this is the case, so he gives his own pshat. And here, Be'ena, he says, the Bishar Mili, in regards to all other scenarios, we do say Toch Kidei Dibur is Kidibur Dami, because Delo Chamire Kulei Hai, they're not so strict. Kishadim also some. When a person says something, so if I say something and I made a mistake, and say he crossed the street, I say, no, he didn't cross the street, so I corrected it. Toch Kidei Dibur, I didn't give it such thought, I wasn't thinking he crossed the street, I just misspoke, so to say. When he said it, it was with the understanding, let me hear what I say, and I'll correct it if I made a mistake, so to say. So therefore, in that situation, Toch Kidei Dibur is Kidibur Dami. However, Avol Hani, these things, Megadev, Avodas Kochavim, Kiddushin and Gerushin are Berumo Shalolim. These are heavy duty things. Kivan the Chamire Kulei Hai. They are so important. Ein Adam Ose Osam Elo Bahaskama Gemura. If a person is saying any one of these four things, he's not going to make a mistake. He's going to think about it very, very, very carefully and say it correctly. And therefore, he's not really correcting himself. He's trying to retract his original statement. And in this situation, you said it. That's it. It's not that you saying, that's not what I meant to say. You said it, and now you're trying to retract it. That's different. Toch Kidei Dibur is, that's not what I meant. You know, it's a correction of what you said, not a retraction of what you said. That's essentially what the Ran is telling us. That's the first pshat in the Ran. Then he says, I saw that the Ramban, Verisi L'Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman Zal, the Ramban,
The Perkei Shnochelin writes in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, Shekos B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Zal, and both of them, it's interesting, he refers to them as Zal, because he was only living a short period of time after the death of both of these great Rishonim, and he says, the Tokidei Dibur Kidibur Domi Takantuhu, the Tokin Rabbanu, that this concept of Tokidei Dibur was a special takana that the rabbis instituted, Mishum Talmud HaLokeach Mekach, this is instituted because, let's say a Talmud is purchasing something in the store, and he says, I'm about to purchase this, Upagabo Rabo, and his Rebbe comes there, and he wants to stop his transaction and go and say Shalom Alecha to his Rebbe. So, Shiyuch Halitin Lo Shalom, he's allowed to stop and say Shalom Alechem Rebbe, or Shalom Alechem Rebbe Mori to his Rebbe, and the Hishru Midoseyen Bechol Mile Bar Mihani. And the rabbis instituted this takana that since he interrupted in order to say Shalom Alechem to his Rebbe, he didn't give up the right yet to either correct or better specify what he intended. So as long as he does it within this period of time, the rabbi said across the board, with the exception of Giduf, Avodas Kochavim, Kiddushin, and Gerushin, that he still would be allowed to go and correct it. Even though he said Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or was the period of time that he wanted to give Shalom to his Rebbe. However, the Ran says, Lo Nichli, I personally don't like this pshat. And he says, that's what they said. This is what I said. Okay. Let's go on now to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Amra, if the woman says, Konam te'enim v'anovim elu shani to'emes, a woman asks herself to have both te'enim, figs, and anovim, and grapes. She, a single statement, she says, both of them should be konam to me. I won't taste them. So her husband or her father is now hearing this. It's biyom shamo, and kiev l'teinim. The husband or the father says, yeah, taka, I'm mekayim the neder in regards to the figs, in regards to the te'enim. But he doesn't say anything about the anovim, so the Mishnah tells us, kulo kayam, the entire neder is mekuyam. As the Ran tells us over here, in the Dibur Maskil, Armo konim te'enim v'anovim, he says, afilu li'anovim, not only is certainly the te'enim part of her neder in effect, that she can't taste te'enim, but even the anovim. The ene yochel lach, and change his mind, and undo that Hakama. Of course, he can harvest the darim, as we explained earlier in the Masechta on his Hakama, and then he can be made for as long as it would still be Yom Shamo. But without doing a Hatarim on his Hakama, the Hakama takes effect, and he can't go and revoke either the Tehidim and not even the Anovim. So if he's Mekayim part of the Nether, he's Mekayim the entire. On the other hand, if he was Hey, for the Tainim. The husband said, nah, I know you love Tainim. That's going to be real difficult for you. I may for the Tainim. But he doesn't say anything of him. In this situation, the Mishnah tells us, ain't no Mufar. The Nether is not Mufar. Achi offer afli anovim. Until he's going to be made for the entire Nether. On the anovim as well, only the Nether be Mufar. And the Ran and Dibur Maskil, ain't no Mufar. Achi offer afli anovim says, ain't no Mufar li anovim. Achi offer lohem b'fei. The anovim aspect is not removed. That still is in effect until he's beferish, made for the anovim. However, avo lete'enim shahofer mufar. Shot in the Ran here is that the te'enim that was mufar, it's only the anovim that are not mufar. However, then the Ran brings down loshen achar. He brings the second shot and he says, enim mufar klal, afilu lete'enim. He says, this partial hafara doesn't work at all. It certainly doesn't work for the anovim, but it doesn't even work for the te'enim. Because he doesn't have the power to be made for part of it. Either you revoke the entire nether, or you only revoke none of it. You can't revoke part of it. So, two different shortim in the Ran, as to his hafara on the tainim. Does it work for the tainim, but not the anavim? Or it doesn't even work for the tainim, and it certainly doesn't work for the anavim. Two shortim in this part of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues and says, but if the woman were to say, Omra, konam te'ena shani to'emes, the anovim shani toemes, she is making the equivalent of two different nedarim. I ask myself to have te'enim. And then she says, I ask myself to have anovim, two separate nedarim, harelu shnei nedarim. Then each one is a separate neder, and each one will have its own hakama or hafara, independent of the other one. Okay, that's our Mishnah. The Gemara starts off and says, who's the author of our Mishnah? Moni Masnisin. So the Gemara says, it must be Rabbi Yishmael. Why? Because the Tanya, what did Rabbi Yishmael teach us? In the following brisa, on the pasuk, Isha Yikimenu, the Isha Yifirenu, as I mentioned many times, it's a mapike, meaning it's the husband of the woman who can be Makai in the nether, and it's juxtaposed, saying that the husband of the woman can be made for her nether. So we juxtapose Yiki Menu and Yefe Menu. And therefore, it comes to teach us, if the husband, in response to his wife's nether, she said, Omra, Konam Tainim Vanovim, all in one nether, Elush Anito Emes, and he is Makayim, Kiyim Litainim, so Kulo Kayim. The entire nether is Makuyim. The Ran tells us, and the Ran can be found on Pezayin Omer Beis and Dibra Masko, Maikimenu Mimenu. The word Yikimenu really means Yikuyim Mimenu, part of it. The Mashma, the Mikzaso, the Hainu Mimenu, Hukam, Kulo de Yikimenu, Hochi Mashma. So therefore, the Ran explains in the Gemara that he says when the woman is making a nether together on Tainim and another, the husband is just Mukayim part of it, so he's Mukayim the entire nether. Hafer l'tainim, but if he only did a hafara on the tainim, so then ain't a mufar achi offer after an oven. So then, like either of the two pshat we had in the Ran, ain't a mufar achi offer after an oven, meaning either that the tainim that are mufar, but the anovim are not mufar, or that neither of them is mufar until she goes and is mefer also for the anovim. The husband mefers her nether on the anovim. Devi Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, the author of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Shmuel. Mora, however, gives us a Tana, Rabbi Akiva, who argues with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hareyu Omer, the pasuk tells us this hekish of Isha Yikimenu Visha Yiferenu, and Ma Yikimenu means Yikimenu Mimenu, Yikuyam Mimenu, so it means even part of the Hakoma makes the entire nether Mukam. So too, Af Yiferenu, because of the Hekish in the pasuk, also if you're made for a part of the nether, it revokes the entire nether. Af yeferenu means mimenu. Even if you're only made for a part of it, mimenu, some of it, it's made for the whole nether. So Rabbi Akiva darshins the hekish, and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshin the hekish. Why not? Rabbi Shmuel, why doesn't he darshin this hekish? Because he says, no, yikimenu is yikuyam mimenu, whereas yeferenu doesn't mean yeferenu mimenu. There's no mimenu in there. So miksib, you offer mimenu. It doesn't say that. So this is machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how you should darshan this pasuk. Isha yikimenu, isha yiferenu. No, Rabbi Akiva, make a shafar liakoma. According to Rabbi Akiva, he does hold this hekish, so mahakoma mimenu, afafar mimenu. So this is the understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Then we have a third opinion, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Sayyidina Rabbi Yochanan, that this is the opinion, Zu divri Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the Mefarish explains over here, Zudiv Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Tarvayu Modu Bihakoma. They're both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree this drosha of Yikimenu is Yikim Mimenu, that part of it is Mekuyim, and then the entire nether is Mekuyim. There's no machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on that part. However, the Chacham disagree with that. Aval Chacham Omrim, they disagree with this drosha. And they say, Nekish Hakom Lafara, they do hold the Hekish of Rabbi Akiva, but they use it in the opposite way. And they say, just like Mahafara, Masha Hefer Hefer, Afakoma, Masha Kim Kiyap. So they argue that the Hafara that you did only works, this seems to go like the first pshat in the Ran, that the Hafara does work on what you were made for, but it doesn't work on what you're not made for. There's a way to learn it, the second shot of the Ran as well, but let's learn it nice and simple. Masha Hefer, Hefer, just like your Hafara works only on what you're made for, so too your Hakama works only on Masha Kiyam Kiyam, only on what you were Mekayim, only is it going to be Mekayim that. But, in fact, the Hekish teaches us the opposite of what Rabbi Akiva said, that Rabbi Akiva said it can teach us to just like your Mekayim part, so you can be made for part, and the entire nether is either Mekuyim or Mufar. So here, the Hekish works the other way, that only what you're Mekayim, only what you're made for, only that is Mekuyim or Mufar, but the other parts are not. Okay, that's the third Tanoic opinion. Amrut Konem Tena, we quote the Mishnah where it said, if a person says, I ask myself, the woman says, I ask myself to have tainim, and then she makes a separate nether, and she says, I ask myself on an ovim, so the Mishnah had said that the two separate nedarim, and Amar Rava, Rava says, this Mishnah, Masnisin, the second part of the Mishnah, is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Why is that? Because Amar, Rabbi Shimon is well known elsewhere, and I'll tell you where that is in a moment, that he says, that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, and you can see this in the Ran, in Dira Matzal Omar Rava, where he says, this is found in Perik Shuas HaPikadon, where it says, it's not Hossam, Hayu Chamisha Tovim Oso. There were five people that were claiming that a person owes money. So you have Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Don. They all say that Yankel owes them money. B'Omar, and he says, Shvua, she'ein l'cha b'yodi, v'lo loch, I don't have anything of yours in my possession. Not you. He says, four, five of them. So, chayiv al kol echad v'yechad. The Tanakhama says, so he's chayiv five times for swearing falsely, if he in fact was swearing falsely. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Unless he said, shvua l'cha. But if he just said, one time, a shvua, they don't know you, and you. So then, Rabbi Shimon holds, ad shiomer shvua l'kol echad v'yechad, he's not chayiv five times, he's only chayiv once. So too over here, hochanami. Lo chashivi l'shnei nedarim. You're not considered over here as being two separate nedarim, unless you say, konem on the te'enim, and then konem on the end of it. So this Mishnah here is in accord with Rabbi Shimon's din in Shvuas HaPikadon, and therefore, that is the author of our Mishnah. Okay, we go weiter now. We start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Yodea Nishiesh Nadar. If the man says, we had this Mishnah previously, so this is a little bit Chazara as well. Yodea Nishiesh Nadar. The man says, I know that there is such a concept of Nadarim. However, I never knew about Hafaras Nadarim, Hataras Nadarim. Abol Eini Yodea Shiesh Mefirin. I didn't know that a husband or father is allowed to be made for his wife or daughter, respectively's Nadarim. So in this situation, Yofer, the Mishnah says, he's allowed to go and be made for the nether, even though it's not Biyom Shomo. It's actually 5 days later, 10 days later. But for him, it's considered Biyom Shomo because this is the first that he's learning that he can be made for the nedarim. So yes, I know she made a neder. She made it 10 days ago. I'm only finding out today. I went to the Daf Yomi, and all of a sudden I heard that the husband can be made for his wife's nedarim. So that's considered Biyom Shomo, and he's allowed to still be made for the neder in that scenario. As the Ran tells us in Dibur HaMaskul Yofer, he says, Li Acher Mikain, even though it's days later, Kishinoda Lo Shabbat Yochel Lohofer, when he finds out that there is this din of Hafaras Nedarim by the husband or by the father, so then Yofer, he's allowed to be made for then Toch Osayom. That day is the Yom Shemo, and as long as he finishes it off by the opinion that we follow Halach Lamaisa, that until the end of the day, Achetelchach, or there are other opinion, we don't follow Halach Lamaisa, Miei Slice, from that time that he finds out. Shedelo, that he knows it. The Ad HaYoma, up until that time, even though he knew about the nether, Lo Karinam Be Yom Shemo. That's not considered the day that he heard the nether, even though he physically heard it, but that's not considered the day that he is considered Yom Shemo in regards to Hafaras Nedarim. The Mishnah continues, tells us another case very much like the first one. If the man says, Yo de'ani she'esh mefirin, I know the din of Hafaras Nedarim, however, avol eini yo de'a she'zeh nether, I didn't realize that this was a nether that I was able to be mefer. As the Ran tells us, she'esh miksas nedarim sha'balim mefirin osan, I know that there are some nedarim that the husband is allowed to go be made for, but I didn't think that this was one of them. Shazam Eosa Nedarim Shabal Mefer. So therefore, again, he's making a mistake. On the day that he actually heard the neder, he wasn't made for it because he didn't think he was able to. And now he finds out that he could be made for it. So Rebbeir Omer, Lo Yofer. Rebbeir says, sorry, Charlie, too late. In this situation, you're not allowed to be made for the neder because you knew about Hafaras Nedarim, you just didn't think you would be able to make for this neder. That doesn't mean that this is now a new Biyom Shomo. You lost your opportunity, and while the woman can go get Hataras Nedarim from a Beis Din, you're unable as the husband to go and be made for her Nedarim. On the other hand, the Chacham disagree. The Chacham Amrim, no, that is considered the new Biyom Shomo, and Yofer allowed to go and be made for the Neder. Let's look in the Ran to understand this a little bit more. Rebbeir Omer Lo Yofer, and he says, Ika Mandi Omer De Lo Yofer Klal. There's a Mandi Omer, and it says, he's not allowed to be made for it at all. Kama, that's what Rebbeir says, Lo Yofer. Lo hayom, v'lo acher shehodiyu shiyochol ofer hayom, and that would be true not on the day that he heard it because he didn't think he could be made for it at that point in time, and then on the day that he does find out he can be made for it, he can't be made for it then as well. The lo mikre yom shamo she mefer eluk shiyodeh shiyochol ofer uliacher shehodiyu shiyochol ofer nami lo yofer mishum diyadiyah kamaisa legabi shlo yuchol ofer acher mikan yom shamo mikre ukvar ofer. What the Ran is telling us is that he can't have been made for it on the day that he heard it because any hafar that he did then wouldn't have counted because he didn't think he was able to be made for it. And now, on the day that he does find out he can be made for it, he can't be made for it then. That is the way the Ran understands this. And the Chacham Amrim Yofer, the next Ran, he says, Bayom Zeh, on the day that he now finds out that he can be made for it, the Chacham say he can be made for it then. Because they hold the Sviruluhu, the Miksas Yediyah, Kekol Yediyah, that a little bit of knowledge is adequate to be made for the nether. But if that Yom Shomo now passes, the day that he finds out that he's allowed to be Mefer, this nether passes, then everybody agrees, Shuv Eino Mefer. Because the Yom Kama, Yom Shomo Mikre, the Inyan Shiachol Hofer, but because that day that he finds out that he can be Mefer it is the day that he can go and be Mefer it only. But he can't go and be made for it beyond that period of time. That's the first way the Ran understands this machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim. But then the Ran has another way to understand this. He says there's another opinion as to how to understand this machlok. It says as follows: the Chi Amar Rebbeya Lo Yofer. When Rebbe said you're not to be made for Davka Biyom Sheli Achrov Kamar, he means that you can't be made for it on the next day. Avol Bo Biyom Mefer Biyedia Zu. But with this knowledge, he can be made for on that day. The sphere lay the kivan shehu yodeya sheish nedarim the yesh mefirim that is considered yediyah gemura mikriya, and therefore avu bishinadeya she's a neder. And therefore, even though he doesn't know that it's a neder, that is something that he could be made for on that day. So when he says lo yofer, he's talking about subsequent to that day, but not on that day itself. The Chamorim Yo Yofer Biyom Sheli Achrav. He can even be made for it afterwards because the Sfirulu, the Kivan de Biyoba Kama Lo Biyada Shez Neder Lo Mikra Yidia. Because that original day is not considered a neder. So that he knows that he's allowed to be made for it. So the original day you can't be made for it, but on subsequent days you can be made for it. So this is a different understanding of the Machlokas. Okay, so we have two ways to understand the Machlokas. Let's go to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, wait a second, Uriminhu. We seem to have a Braisa that's going to disagree with our Mishnah. Because the Braisa says as follows, below Ra'os. The Braisa is talking about, it's quoting the Pasuk, with regards to a person killing somebody accidentally. A Horig B'shogeg. So the Braisa tells us, the Pasuk says, Uvachol Evan Asher Yomuz Ba below Ra'os. That if a person goes and kills somebody accidentally, but they're blind, below Ra'os. So what's the halacha? So the first part of the Braisa, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama, tells us, Pirat Lesuma. This comes to exclude a blind person from the din of going into Golus, going into an Ari Miklot. Prat Lesuma, it comes to exclude a blind person. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rameir Omer, Lirabos is a Summa. It comes to go and include the Summa. Now, how is this Braisa seeming contradicting our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah, Rameir had said, this partial Yediyah is not enough. So there were the 2 days. The day he first heard the nether, but didn't know he could revoke it. And then the second time, when he finds out that you're allowed to revoke it, so that partial Yediyah on either day is not enough, and therefore, lo yofer. He can't go and be made for the neder. But here in the Braisa, it tells us that below Ra'os, according to Rav Meir, is lirabos es asuma. So, oh, partial, since he's blind, he can't have a full yedia. He can't really know what was going on. Nevertheless, even this partial yedia is enough to include. The words below Ra'os comes to include the suma in the din of Hahorig B'shoge, that he would go to the Ari Miklat. And vice versa, by Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says a partial yediyah is enough, whereas in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda learns below Ra'os is prat l'suma, comes to exclude a suma. So we seem to have a contradiction between the understanding of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah and the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Braisa. We're assuming that the opinion of the Chachamim in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So we turn to Peches Amud Aleph, and we reconcile the two. And Amar Rava, Rava tells us that the reconciliation goes as follows. Ha-cha me'inyone dekra, v'ha-cha me'inyone dekra. In each situation, you have to look at the context of the psukim. So below Ra'os has to be taken in the context of the psukim. And therefore, there's no stira between below Ra'os, Rav Meir and Yehuda's opinion, versus the opinion of Rav Meir and Yehuda in our Mishnah. How is that? So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it says, in regards to Horig B'shogeg, Gabe Rotzeach, in regards to this person who killed accidentally, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vasher Yavo Esreyehu Bayar. Anybody who goes into this Yar, into this forest, and ends up killing somebody accidentally over there. So that includes, Asher Yavo Esreyehu Bayar, includes Kol Dvar Neyal Me'al Liyar. Anybody that can enter into the Yar. A blind person can also go into the Yar. So therefore, this would automatically include a blind person. So then when the apostle comes and says, below Ra'os, so then it comes to be excluding the person. The Yam is below Ra'os, L'Rabos, it's a Summa. If you're coming to tell me that below Ra'os like Reb Meir said, is to be marbe the summa, to include the summa, why would you need to? We already learned out from the fact that it says, kol devar me'al liyar, me'yar nafgale. So I don't need to tell me below rose. Oh, when it comes to tell me below rose, el shmamina, the purpose of below rose is prat la summa, to exclude a summa. So therefore, Rav Yehuda in general may say that a partial yadi is good enough. But here, a partial yadi is specifically excluded from the pasuk, and therefore, it's prat la summa, to exclude a summa. And likewise, in regards to Rav Meir. Rav Meir savar that the pasuk tells miksiv bivli das, that the person can't have das. And if you killed somebody with das, that's called horeg b'mezid. But if you didn't have das, so then that's called bivli das, that's a roseach mishkoga. So that implies kol devar neida. Somebody has to have the ability to have full das, which would normally exclude a summa. The summa lav bar neida, because by definition, the summa can't see. So therefore, he wouldn't have complete das. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk below Ra'os to come to exclude a summa. Oh, so therefore, the Yamas below Ra'os prat la summa, it's already excluded. Maybe last nafgale. So therefore, the below Ra'os must come to be marbe the summa. So Elosh, Mami, no, according to Reveya, below Ra'os is coming to be marbe the summa, below Rabos is a summa. So therefore, in regards to the Horeg Bishogeg, so you can't use the general principles of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda from our Mishnah because they're not applicable, because you have to look at the context, the drushes of the psukim come to take it away from the understanding that you would have had without the word below Ra'os. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda respectively according to their shittos. And therefore there's no contradiction between this halacha and the halacha that was expressed in our Mishnah, the opinion of Rav Meir and the Chachamim / Rabbi Yehuda. And with this we conclude today's shir.